Listening to music from other countries isn't always easy. Sometimes it's so complex you have to strain to understand it. But world music commentator Milo Miles has what he deems a sterling record from the Caribbean that he says demands no more than moving your feet and shaking your shoulders.
It's very easy to describe Dig. It's a party album through and through. No bones about it, don't take no miss. The Edwards brothers played together as kids and eventually wound up as the backing band for soca star Arrow. Indeed, Clarence Edwards helped write the peppy soca perennial Hot Hot Hot. Records by Arrow always stood out because he deviated from the pure calypso beat and favored heavy rock guitar solos as much as horn charts. The best guitar commentary came from Toriano Edwards, and all the brothers seemed at ease with reggae, disco, funk, and salsa, as well as soca. In 1985, the brothers picked up Nephew Watkins and went out on their own as the Burning Flames. Right away, they proved they could hit the bullseye without Arrow. Burning Flames favor a rapid pulse, almost at the speed of punk rock chatter, but I think their advantage lies in the intricate harmony arrangements directed by Clarence and Toriano, while soca, for the most part, is solo singers. It's clear the Edwards brothers were listening to Motown and the earliest Bob Marley and the Wailers as much as local talent. On Dig, the interacting voices turn alternately funny, sweet, and passionate. Dig was produced by a Florida threesome who called themselves the Jerks, and who got famous tuning up Miami Sound Machine before Gloria Estefan went totally suburban. As is inevitable, preparation for the hoped-for mass American audience means the sound of the Burning Flames is rationalized a bit. The biggest loss is that Dig includes none of the utterly crazed and frenetic dance numbers the Flames tossed into their six earlier albums, such as the following. But none of the Flames' previous records was as consistent as Dig. They never managed a ballad that was as compact and endearing as I'm on Fire. And like every other track here, the rhythm hook bites deep.
I'm burning up deep inside.
The Burning Flames are a single-minded outfit, determined to make you move with a smile. It's nearly the only music that can do it when the temperature sails past 95 degrees. About as deep as they get is the song If You Get What You Want, which tackles the same question the Shirelles posed way back when in Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Still, the vintage groups of Burning Flames most remind me of is KC and the Sunshine Band, the old Shake Your Booty disco crowd of the 70s. If that reference makes you shout yuckaroo, the Burning Flames are probably not for you. The rest of us folks who have happy feet can dance in the fire and feel no pain.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed the Burning Flames' new album, Dig, on Island Records.